So we were talking about cashiering grills and flatware and pots. Just should be clear that there are certain things that cannot be kashered. Plastic, silicon cannot be kashered. And glass also cannot be kashered in what we call kashering. Lechatchila, buy new glass. In the olden times when it was difficult to get glass, they allowed kashering it through a three-time, 24-hour intervals of soaking them in water. But nowadays, it pretty much doesn't apply to us unless it's a real shas hadchak where somebody's desperate and they don't have kalim and all they have is glass. So you would have to go through three 24-hour periods of soaking in water, emptying it, emptying it, soaking it, emptying it. But it's not really done anymore nowadays. But so glass really is not kashered, and also all sorts of plastics, man-made materials are not kashered. Let's talk about kashering sinks. Well, there's one way to kasher a sink, and that would be to fill it up with hot water and put an immersible heating element into it and getting it to a rolling boil. Another way to do it, and I think this is the simplest way to do it, is according to many paiskim, one of these hot kettles, these electric kettles that have a coil in it that's actually touching the water. If there's a coil in it or the metal surface on the bottom is the heating element that actually heats up the water, if you keep that at a rolling boil, as you pour it onto the sink, that also could be used for kashering. So again, the sink itself, you're going to have to clean well, make sure there's no actual physical residue there. Wait 24 hours from using it with any hot stuff. And then afterwards, you would do the kashering. Keep in mind that the drain, it's very difficult to properly kasher the drain. And sometimes there's a bit of a blockage in the drain, which causes water to rise up. And that risen up water may be chamazik. There's stuff down there that's impossible to kasher. And therefore, part of the kashering process of a sink should be included pouring down ammonia or bleach or some other very strong caustic formula down the drain so that the drain itself is getting at least a tampogum to be enaroy lachilas kelev, totally inedible, and then the rest of the sink should be kashered in the normal fashion. So okay, the way to do it is clean, wait 24 hours, and then have the kettle that has again, we're not talking about a pot off the fire. That's already not going to work. What's going to work is when you have it on the heating element, where the heating element is part of the kettle, and it's a rolling boil, you'll pour from there on all areas of the sink. If it's a large sink, you might not be able to work with one fill of the kettle, so you designate, do the right side first, and then the left side, but you have to get a direct pour from the spout while it's a rolling boil onto every area in the sink. You can't just let the runoff assume that it's kashering the rest of the sink that it's running off into. So you got to get a direct hit from the kettle, and every place that you get a direct hit from will kasher. The faucet itself also, you should really remove the edge of the faucet if you have one of the older types of faucets and replace it. If you can't do that, let it run on the hottest possible for a while, for about a few minutes. And then when you do the pouring on the rest of the sink, pour on the top of the spout as well. Many people, and it's a good idea, should cover it with if you can't properly kasher it, those irremovable kinds of faucets. So you should at least cover it because things splatter and spill and fall back off and get sticky and fall back off. So it's a good idea to cover it. But if you're replacing the head, and pouring the boiling water on whatever's there, then you're good to go. Whenever we kasher with hot, we're supposed to then rinse it with cold water afterwards, but b'dieved, if the cold water rinsing was not done, it still is considered kashered. Those that are actually filling up the sink with hot water or putting in an immersible coil or a hot brick after it's extremely, extremely hot, I just think it's a little bit more difficult. You definitely could rely on the paiskim that say that using these portable kettles is good enough. Let's talk about kashering countertops. So stone, granite, these natural things could be kashered. Again, you're clean. You were going to wait 24 hours from any use of anything hot and then pour boiling hot water over it from a rolling boil, or even an iroi kli rishon removed from the fire, as long as it's still bubbling, would be okay for that. You don't actually have to have one of those kettles with the element in it. The reason for that is the countertop is never the actual kli rishon where the hot food is being heated up on it. A sink is considered, according to many, like a kli rishon, and that's why the sink needs something more than just pouring off of a kli rishon that's already off the heating element. So the counter, you could just pour from a kli rishon on it after it was clean and waited 24 hours. Formica and all the other man-made materials cannot be kashered. They would have to be cleaned well, and you should use some kind of thick separation so that even if there is some kind of leakage and water absorption from whatever you're putting on during Pesach, nothing can be transferred from one to the other. So a corrugated cardboard is perfectly fine, corrugated plastic, but anything that's just one layer should be avoided if possible. Technically, wood that has been polished could be kashered as well, though it's not such a common thing, but polished wood, which is a completely smooth surface without any crevices, that also could be kashered, also with iroi reisken. Clean, wait 24 hours, and pour from a kli rishon. In general, any surface that food is going to be coming into contact with on Pesach should be covered, and preferably with some kind of double layer covering, like a corrugated cardboard or plastic, or at least something a little thicker paper, as opposed to just one layer of anything where there's a possibility of some flavor being transferred if things are hot. In the refrigerator, where things are not getting hot and the food is not coming into transfer of taste through any heat, any layer, you know, clean it well and layer it with some kind of plastic, wax paper, that's fine. And if you can't, just make sure no food is coming direct contact with the shelf. Keep things in their packages or in bags.